Today's daf is daf Tesvov, and we're holding nine lines down from the top. Let's go to the line, my time in the Tanakhama. So now, according to the Tanakhama, someone who has sold himself does not get the Ha'anakah. And for some reason, we will not learn out the Gzereshova between a Mechru Bezdin and a Mechru Atzmo. Why is this? My time in the Tanakhama, the Omer Mechru Atzmo in Ma'anikimlo. Why is there no din of Hanak on someone who sold himself? Because Miet Rachmona, Gabi Mochruhu Beitin. The Torah says specifically, in the case of Mochruhu Beitin, where it says Hanik Tanik Lo, so we understand the word Lo means Lo, Lo Lo Mochratzma. So how about, according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that we do give a Hanak even to a Mochratzma, what does he do with Lo? The Idach? Idach, the other one, meaning Rabbi Elazar, he says that that law teaches us that if the Eved Ivri, who works now, the Sheish Shonim, and before the chance is given to the Adin to do the Hanukkah, he dies, the Hanukkah is not given to the Yorshim. So in other words, what we're saying here is that apparently the Chiyuv of Hanukkah is a mitzvah, but it's not an actual monetary debt that's due to the Eved. Because if it were, then obviously it would have to go to his Yorshim as well. This is what the Gemara assumes. Says the Gemara, why in the world would we say that? Yorshav, on my law. Why in the world would the Yorshim not accept the Hanukkah that was due him? Because they're standing in his place. After all, the Torah calls, in the context of Hanukkah, Sakhir. Sakhir Karyalei. The Kari Rachmana. The Torah refers to him as a Zachir because it's Ki Mishne Schar Zachir Avot Chadi Sheshanim. And that's the excuse for the Hanukkah. So for heaven's sakes, it's got to at least be teaching me that Ma Zachir, just like if somebody who worked for a wage and he died, obviously we would give the value of his work, Bulato, the Yorshav, we'd have to pay his family. I mean, it's a regular monetary chov. So Afhai, an Eved who dies, Pu'ulato, which the Torah is saying is in exchange for the Schirut, should go to Yorshav, and it's not just a mitzvah, but it's a straight-out monetary chiyuv. You're right. Ela, Rabbi Elazar, will obviously have to learn lo for some other drasha. Namely, lo v'lo l'ba'al chovo. Hanukkah is given only to him. But it would not be given to someone to whom the Eved is chayiv money for a loan that he had taken. And the reason that we would say such a thing, and as we would have thought to give, just like any money that's due from A to B is given from B to C, Midisfiralon Ba'alma, normally we would hold like the din of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan's famous halacha is that in a case where indeed A owes B and B owes C, then A owes C, and we can pay it directly to Tanya Amar Rabbi Natan. Minayin lo shebechaveiro man vechaveiro bechaveiro minayin shemotzin mizevenotin mizeh. How do we know the shibud in Reb Nosson that when a person owes one thing and then that person owes to another thing, it's a direct lien to that person? Talmud lo amar v'natan l'asher asham lo. Why does it say v'natan l'mishu chayav lo? So l'mishu asham lo means that it, we're coming now to tell me that you give the money to the Baal Chov of the Baal Chov. That's the point. So if it hadn't said, therefore, this extra note, there it's talking about the case over there. The reason it's called Hashem Lo is because it's talking about a case where somebody's chayiv and he swears l'sheker. And he says, I don't owe him any money. So over there, the halacha is that if he's that afterwards, that he owes the money. So he has to now, the Torah continues, Veshiva Zashamo Barosho, Vachamishiso Yosef Allah, Vinatan Lasher Hashamo. He has to actually bring the money and his Chayva Korban Hashem besides. And he has to pay an additional 25%, which is a Chamishi, 20% of the total, and give it to the Asher Hashamo instead of to the guy that he owes the money. So in other words, we understand over here that the word Asham means the initial sum. That means that he has to pay the Karen over here to the person that is ultimately owned. This is called Shibudet Reb Nosson. It comes along the Torah now to tell me Davka, the Hanukkah, is Otalo Lafuki, to tell me that Hanukkah is bedafka not given to a Baal Chov. So that even though the Torah calls him a Socher, and in the case if he would have literally been a Socher, we certainly would have given it, because we should put it in nothing, because that's a typical chiv of a Baal Chov. Here, we understand that the din of Socher is coming to be Marva Ha'anoka for Yorishim. But it's not sufficient to tell me the additional chiddush that it should be chal as a monetary chiyav to be literally affected by shibud erim nasan. And even before there's a chiyav, the lien exists, because we don't view it as a lien, ni'anok. So it comes along lo lafuke. Yidak, and how about the Tanakama who uses lo to tell me that a moicher as atzmo is not included? So then how do we know that the low, in this case, Hanukka, should be not given to the Baal Chov? Because they may be the owner. Not really Israel like Rimnosin. They don't need it because they say, I never heard of Rimnosin. We don't paska like Shibud Rimnosin anyway. So we don't paska like Shibud Rimnosin. Obviously the Torah doesn't need to come to tell me not to apply Shibud Rimnosin. So everything works out fine, l'shitatenu. How about now the understanding of the psukim legabim machlokis about whether we're allowed to give over the shivka knanit? My time at the Tanakam, der memocha atzma in rabu moselo shivka knanit. What is the svar of the Tanakam who holds that only someone who is nimka bebezdin, the Rav has the right to give him a shivka knanis, but someone who sold himself not, they say, miyot rachmane gabi machru beidin, im adonav yiten lo isha. Since by the entire parsha in which you have a right to marry the shivka, is said over there in Mishpatim, in the case of machru bezdin. And there it says, im adonav yiten lo isha, which means davka, in the case that we are referring to right now. And that's lo lemocher at atzmo. The idach, what does Rabbi Elazar hold? Who holds that even a mocher atzma, you're able to give a shivcha knanis. What does he do with the lo? He darshans, the lo means that the odin can give the eved a shivcha knanis afilu bal korcho, so that he forces him to sleep with the shivcha knanis. And how would the Tanakhama know that halacha? The idach. The Tanakhama says it's simple. Since the Torah in the reference to Hanaka refers to Mishneh Shkar Sachir, that he's been working for you double. So they say, well, what's the double? I understand, he worked full day like anybody else. So where's the Mishneh Shkar Sachir? It's from there that they're nafka, that he was working at night as well. The Tanaki Mishneh Shkar Sachir Avatcha Sachir in Elevid El Biyom. Whereas the Eved Ivri Oved Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, he's working on the field in the day, and he's working and making babies for you at night. And therefore, since that is a service being done for the Odin, so Mimela, you're going to have to pay for that as well, so to speak, with the Hanukkah. Now, obviously, it can't mean he's working in the field at night. When the Torah says you're not allowed to abuse him. Imach means it has to be imach b'machal, imach b'mishteh. It has to be treated with the same level of respect and care as you. So certainly, you're not going to work b'yom b'layla. So in what sense can you say that he's working at night? He's supposed to be sleeping at night, just like you are. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, we learn from here, Mikan Shirabo Moselo Shivcha Knanit. So since he's got to work at impregnating this Shivcha, that's work for you. On the other hand, it's certainly not mistreating him, because everybody likes having a partner. And so because of that, it's still like you, but nonetheless, this is a service for you. What about Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar, who needs to learn that it could be done by Baal Kocho from Lo, he says, I can't learn that from Mishneh Shkar Sachir, because that could be Dafka Midaiti. Maybe it's just because the Eved wants it. So, okay, I mean, so that's the norm. So the Torah is saying, okay, you know, don't worry about it. You should give him the extra Anok. After all, he's been working for you, because I mean, undoubtedly, he's been working at night also. Who wouldn't take an extra sexual partner? But maybe in a chinami, if he refuses, you can't make him work. Therefore, I need to know the law means bar kocho. Kamash Malan, the law that is Bal Kocho. I, Tosis points out, why would we need the Pasuk of Mishnah Schar Schach here to tell me that it can give him an Isha? It says, Beferishima do naviten lo Isha. So why would I have thought Mishnah Schar Schach here comes to tell me, Midaiti, what to tell me two Pasukim of the same thing? So they say, Nachinani. It's true that I would learn Adonaviten lo Isha, that it would be Midaiti, but I would have thought that the Pasuk of Yer Mishneh Schar Schachir Avatcha Sheshanim, that's simply there in order to tell the Balabaya, don't feel so bad that you're giving him, I'm telling you, you got to also give him a tip. He's been working hard. But it's not coming to add anything about the Chiev of working Bal Kocho on this woman. Okay, so now we cannot prove between the Machlokas, the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Elazar, that the Tanakhama doesn't hold with the Gzereshava Socher Socher. So now let's go back then and find out who indeed is the Tana that doesn't hold that Socher Socher. Elaman Tana de lo Yolev Socher Socher. Hi Tana. It is the following Tana, the Tanya. It says in the Dinim of Eved Ivri, in the case of a Mocher Tatzmo, Vishav al Mishpachto. So he now is going to be able to go back to his family. We're going back to the Nachala that was always his. So now, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what are we talking about? What Eved Ivri are we referring to here? If he's a Mulchratzmo, so then I don't need this Pasuk, because Arek Varamur, we said, the previous Pasuk said, Achnata Yovel Yavodimcha, he's supposed to work only Achnata Yovel. So why do I need to have now the din of adding now the additional point, V'yatzah mi'imach, V'shavah mishpachto v'lechuzat avutav. If it's referring to a nirtza also, Arek Var Amur, it says that he's Yotze B'yovel, as we're going to see. So therefore, this pasuk ain't a katuv medaber ela b'machul beitin shtayim v'shalosh shanim b'fnei ha'yovel. Here it's talking about a case where Beis Din sold him within 6 years of the yovel, that nonetheless, ha'yovel motzio, despite the fact that he hasn't worked now for 6 full years, he goes out free with the yovel. So you see from here, says the Gemara, that obviously Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold the Socher Socher, because he's Sakabet, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Yalev Socher Socher, so then why would I need the Pasuk Rishavah Mishpachto to teach me the Dinah Machru based in that is Yotze B'Yovah, Lomali, Nelev Socher Socher, I can learn out the Din of Mocher Atzma, which is Beferish to his Yotze B'Yovah, I can now learn out to the case of Machru Beis Din. Actually, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov may indeed learn out Socher Socher, and nonetheless, Yitzchak, I need a special pasuk to tell me that a Machru based on a Yotze B'Yovel. Why? Because that the only time that the Torah is telling that it should be Yotze B'Yovel is Dafka, somebody who sells himself because he didn't do any Yitzchak, meaning he didn't steal anything, which would have been the cause for his now, so to speak, imprisonment as an Eved. The only case where Beis Din sells somebody is where he stole, and therefore we're selling him now to recover that money. So in that case, where he was Avad Yisura, maybe the Torah would actually be Kenesim, and he shouldn't be Yotze B'Yovel. He should have to work as Sheishonim, like it says. Therefore, Kamashvan V'Shavah Mishpachtei, that even a Machul Beis Din is Yotze B'Yovel. Now, even though you will ask, and L'chaira, that would mean that it's not up to you to decide when to make the difference. However, apparently in this case, where it's clearly such a division in terms of the whole purpose of the Mechira, we can't say that that's included in the halacha of Socher Socher. Anyway, getting back to the words that you said in the bright that we just quoted, oh my mind, you said, but you never explained where Harek Far Omer. I know in the case of the Mecheres Atzmai, that it says that fine, Achnas Hayoyevel. I know in the case of Machru Beis Din, now you're telling me the case is that Vishav Al Mishpach Tevelachuzas Avayusav. Where is the case of the Nirtza that you said it couldn't be referring to because I already know? Tanya. In the parsha of Yovel, it says, "V'shaftem ish elachuzato." V'ish al mishpachto. Now that v'shavtem ish al achuzato v'ish al mishpachto tashuv. That teaches us that in every yotze biyovo. Now b'makatu v'medabri ibamochratzmo. We know that it says b'fer shereik for amur, as we just said ibamochru beitin. We just said shereik for amur. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which is Darish, from the words Vishav and Mishpatro and Chuzat Avotav. Ha'ina katu medaber, ala benir tzashtay mishol shom v'fnei ha'yov. Must be talking about a case where we were like, say ahim, mamish, just 2 or 3 years before the Yovel, that over there, even though he hasn't worked now for 6 years, that the Yovel would be Meitzi. Says the Gemara, my mashma. So where do you see in this pasuk is referring to a nir tzabachla? I mean, the Pasek may be simply be talking about a Salah. And that's all that seems to be saying. It's, this is how some of the Rishonim learn. Who says talking B'chol about it? Others learn the meaning of my mashma is referring to a Nirtza. Maybe we should say Vishav Mishpat is referring to a Nirtza. And Vishav to Mishalach Luzas is Machul Beis Din. In other words, if you're splitting up the drushes in this fashion, you take for granted that Vishav Elachuzato Votav is referring Bedafka to the case of the Machul Atzma. In this case, it's referring to the Nirtza. There's got to be something in it that indicates to you that we're referring to Nirtza. So my mashma, where do you see now that we're talking about Nirtza? Omer Rava Pashim Omer Kro Ish. Here it's v'shavtem ish elachuzato. Tell me we're talking about a nirtza. Because why stress the sex of the person is that it should be a male as opposed to a female? Where do we have something special halacha that is noig only by an eved, not by an ona? Ezel dover shenoig be'ish v'lo noig be'isha. Eino noig be'isha. Aviyom ezuritzia. Since we have already seen that an oma ivriya is not ever near tzad, so Mimela, we've got to refer to that one special thing, and that's referring to the case of the near tzad. Now, this is a little bit strange, Tosafot points out, because I mean the din of Machul Beis Din is also not going to be isha, not be isha. Remember, we dash b'gnevato and not gnevata. So maybe this pasuk is talking about after the case of Machul Beis Din. So this is because it makes more sense to talk about Ritzia, which is Bechlal not Noig B'Isha, but Mechira per se, even though not Bebezdin, but Mechira is Noig B'Isha, in the case of Ami Yivri Astan. So Mimele, this is the best way to work out in the cases. And why indeed, wants the Gemara to know, why indeed do we need separate psukim to tell me that a Machru based in an Eved Nirtza? Both Yotzibiyoiva. And we don't simply say Mamatzina. So that if an Eved is Yotzibiyoiva, well, every Eved is Yotzibiyoiva. We need to have both Yitzchak Nichtu Machul Beitin, Yitzchak Nichtu Nirtza. Because Yashvin Machul Beitin, if we only would have told me the case of a Machul Beitin, I would have said, Mishum Delomatoi Zimnei. Look, the time hadn't come before now for him to be Yotze. He hasn't worked yet for 6 years. So why should we give him a Knas? Ava Nirtza Demetai Zimne over there, a Nirtza, where he already got to the end of his 6 years, and he did an Isser in refusing to be Yotze. That's the other, the Isser Shasham al Har Sinai Libene Yisrael Avodi. And he was Kena Eved, an Oden Liatzme, when he's supposed to only be an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for no reason. So maybe over there indeed the Torah doesn't want to, you want to be an Eved? Go ahead, be an Eved forever. Forget about Yitzhi B'Yoiva. So Eman, you can say, let's give him a Knas. On the other hand, Yashminin, if I would have said only Nirtze, I would have said, okay, yes, Yitzhi B'Yoiva, Mishum David, look, this guy has already worked plenty. So before he was even Nirtze, so whatever, the additional point, this is the max we can give him. Everybody goes free in Yovel Mashenkin and Machul Beitin. With the whole part, point of the Mechira basis, be able to recover the money. And here he hasn't even worked for 6 years, which is the norm for a person to work, to be able to pay back the cash that he owes. So over here, aim alone, maybe Anachinami shouldn't go out. And we shouldn't allow the Yitzia. I mean, obviously, either this is going to cause a loss to the guy who bought him, or it's going to cause him not to be able to pay for what it was that he stole. So, I would have said, So maybe hachinami not to go out, tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases in the pasuk, that a nirtz is yotze, and a machur bezdin is yotze. Why do we need now two psukim to tell me also that a nirtza is yotze in v'shaftem and leolam? It's because we have Yitzchak Lemichtav, in the case of the Nirtza, we have Vishavtem Ishal Achuzato, there's Yotze B'Yovo, but we also have the Pasuk of Avdola Olam, and the Pirish that we learned out of Le'olam is called Yovo. That's because Ikaz Rachman Olam Avamin Olam Amash. I would have thought, no, in this case, Le'olam means forever, because I want to Vishavtem. Ikaz Rachman Vishavtem, I would have said, Hanimili Hanim Avamin. When do we say v'shaftem? I would have said, who's Yotze? The Yovel, and not before Yovel. Hey, someone who was a Ritzia, but it wasn't 6 years yet. So there is Yotze. So the person who didn't work for 6 years can only be Yotze B'Yovel. Echad Avat Sheish, before, after the Ritzia, but before Yovel. Maybe should be Yotze after the second period of 6 years that he's already worked. I mean, after all, lo yesofo chomur mitchilato. I mean, originally when he was sold, he was only going to work for 6 years. So now that he's adding the ritzia, he should work for more than 6 years. So there, I don't wait for Yova to be motzi. I'm motzi at the end of the next 6 years. Matchilato shesh av sofo shesh, nami shesh. Kavash v'olan, lo olam means lo olamo shel Yova. Okay, so now again, we have no raya. It turns out that Atana holds. Now we don't dash in Zohar Socher because we explain that according to Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov, it may well be that he is Darish Socher. Socher nonetheless has a reason for the Shitas as he's worked it out. So we're still stuck. Elaman Tana Delo Yolib Socher Socher. Who then indeed is the man the Omar that doesn't hold the Socher Socher? And this is the Gemara. It's going according to Rabbi. It's actually the Shita of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, the Tanya. Take a look at the Braita. It says here, in the parsha of an Eved Ivri, that there's a din of Geula, so that you can buy him back. And here it's talking about the final case of Geula was where an Eved Ivri is sold to a Goy. So it says over there that his Krovim can force the Goy also to sell him back with a prorated value. As it says, O dodo, O ben dodo, yigalenu, and imlo yigel be'elev yatzah b'shnat ha'yovel. So what is the meaning of imlo yigel be'elev? So Rabbi Omer be'elev comes to tell me that be'elev hu nigal, ve'in nigal b'shesh, only through be'elev. Be'elev referring to what it said over here, O dodo, ben dodo, yigalenu. In other words, an eved that was sold to a goy works either until his krovim are protahim, or he works until the shnas hayovo, but he will not be yotze in sheish shanim, the way that an eved who's nimkar to a Jew would be yotze, and that means that I should not say sheyochov halodino. I might have thought to say that. I mean, it's obvious that he would be yotze b'sheish with a kavachomer. Uma mi she'enu nigal be'elev. Somebody where there's no halacha of geula that krovim can come and force him to be relinquish his kinyan, even though the din is that there is a halacha of giron kesev that we saw earlier. But there's no halacha that another person, a karev kestam, come along and force a giron kesef. Here there's a din you could force a giron kesef. So I would say, if an eved ivri is nimkar l'Yisrael where there's no din of forcing the giron kesef by krovim, only by himself. Nonetheless, halacha is that he's nigal b'sheish. Zesh nigal b'eilei nudin shenigal b'sheish. Isn't it a kavachomer that somebody, that the Torah adds an additional yitziyev krovim bin gael, dodo ben dodo, for sure should be yotze b'sheish. Talmud lomar be'eilei, now, it's clear, therefore, says the Gemara, that Rebbe doesn't hold of Socher Socher. Because Isaac, the Shiol of Socher Socher, we're going to tell me that Rebbe actually does hold of the Gzera Shava of Socher Socher. So then, Amayk Amar, why would he ever have said the words, quote, Uma Misheinu Nigalba Eila, unquote. In other words, that a Nimkar LeYisrael, there's no din of Krovim being paid. Why not? Nelef, there should actually be a raya that Krovim can be poda from Sakhir Sakhir. Because the word Sakhir appears, remember, Sakhir Sakhir limited to the Sakhir Sakhir we talked about. There's also the word Sakhir that applies by Nimkar LeGoy. Because it says, Kesakhir Shana B'Shana Ye'imo, where we learn the halacha of prorating the value of an Yisrael who's Nimkar to a Goy. Obviously, if he doesn't darish that Sakhir Sakhir, he's not darshaning the other Sakhir Sakhir either. Omrev Nachabar Yitzchir, not true. L'yoyim Yoliv Sakhir Sakhir. Actually, he would have learned that Sakhir Sakhir if there hadn't been a special limud in the Torah not to apply it to this case. But Shinei Acho, over here, there's a miut. The Yomar Kra, here the pasuk continues on him. Oh, Misha'er Besaro Yigalenu. So that means Yigalenu Dafka, we darshan it as. Yalenu Lezeh. This is the case where someone is Nimka Lagoy, where there's a din of Geula by Krovim. Rolola Acher, but the din of Geula's Krovim, Stam, to someone is Nimka to Yisrael, does not apply. So therefore, we do not have a raya that Rebbe does not hold of Sakhir Sakhir. And we're still stuck with trying to figure out who that Tana is. However, before we even get to trying to figure out who that Tana is, we'd like to know Uman Tana de Polagale de Rebbe, who indeed is the Man D'Yorma that says that a Nimka Lagoy is Yotze after 6 years. Before we discuss that, let us just point out, the Marshai asks a very interesting question. Why can't we prove initially that Rebbe doesn't hold of Sakhir Sakhir just from the fact that Rebbe had to prove over here that a Nimka Lagoy in the Havamina would be Yotze B'Sheish from a Kal V'Chomer? Why didn't he say the most obviously thing, the obvious thing? Sakhir Sakhir tells me he should be Yotze B'Sheish, and therefore we need to have the Miyot that he isn't Yotze B'Sheish. Answers the Marshai, that doesn't prove anything, because maybe the Tana Kama prefers learning it out from a Kal V'Chomer instead of Gzeres Shavah. So that itself is not a proof. Getting back now, Uman Tana de Pelagalei de Rebbe, who is now the Tana that argues on Rebbe? It's Rebbe Yossi Aglili. Who is the Tana that holds that a Nimka Lagoy is Yotze B'Sheish? It's both Rebbe Yossi Aglili and Rebbe Akiva, who darshan the Be'ela that was used by Rebbe to tell me that the only one that Yotze Be'ela is the Nimka Lagoy. They darshan for something else. The Tanya lo yigal be'ela. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef Lili aimer be'ela. In other words, the case of the krovin that are poda an eved that was sold to a goy, that over there it's be'ela l'shichru. They, if they buy back, they buy him back to be free. But b'shar kol adam, somebody else now who would buy that eved back, buys him back, all right, but not that he should be free, but rather l'she'ibud. If I buy him back from a goy, then I have a right to keep him for myself. I paid the money. Now he's b'shubah to me. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer, be'ela, in these cases with a krovim or poydim from a goy over there, he goes out l'she'ibud and he has to continue to work and be an evet to the individual cousin or whatever it was who, a relative who was poed to him. Masheng v'shar kol adam, another person who volunteers to be motzi, he goes out dafka l'shichur for freedom. Interesting machlokas, but both of which have nothing to do with the way Rebbe was darshaning the imlo yigabel be'ela, that ela means be'ela and not b'sheish. And what exactly is the basis of the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? My tamay of the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amar Kareim lo yigael be'ela. So this is how he's dashing. If he's not Yotze with these krovim, meaning Ela Bacher, but he's rather being Yotze with somebody else, so then we say v'yatza b'shnat hayovel, that he'd have to continue to work until the yovel, because he would continue to work for the person who had been put in until the yovel. But where krovim had been put in, then he wouldn't have been Yotze b'shnat hayovel, as Rabbi Akiva says. The meaning of the pasuk is like this. Im lo yigael, Ela Be'ela. In other words, the case was that he was Lo Yigael. The only way he was Nigal was Be'ela. So then the Yatza Bishnat HaYovel. Then he would have to go ahead and continue to work to the person who was pro to him. But if it wasn't Be'ela, so then there would be, he'd be no problem of being Yotze, because he would be Yotze L'Cheres immediately. He wouldn't have to wait for Yovel. Rabbi Yosef Glili obviously says to Rabbi Akiva, where'd you get that word from? Midi Ela Be'ela? See, the pasuk doesn't say Lo Yigael Ela Be'ela. The pasuk says Lo Yigael Be'ela. Where do you get the right to throw in a word that changes the meaning completely? Therefore, says the Gemara, you're right. There's a whole different explanation in the Machlokes. Ela Baha'i Kro Kamiflega. They're actually arguing about the Etzem pasuk in which the din of Geula is described in three sections. It says, O Dodo Ben Dodo Yigaleno. So this is talking about Krovim, obviously. So Zeh Gulat Krovim. Then it says, O Hisigayado, which means that he can afford it himself. So he gets the money himself. That's referring to Gulat Atzmo. So he can also force a prorated Gula from his Adain. And then it ends with the word V'nigal. V'nigal refers to a passive state, v'nigal, which somebody else will do the process of gula. So, zo gula tachirim. This is talking about others, meaning others who are not krovim. So this teaches you that anybody can go ahead and force the goy, obviously a goy who is under the jurisdiction of Yisrael, to legally relinquish his right as long as is being paid proratedly for what it is that he had paid for the work. And it's actually a mitzvah to be put to someone so that he shouldn't, chas v'shalom, assimilate between the goyim when he's working for them. And when it comes to the din of krovim, the halach is that bezdin will actually be kofa pinyon from krovim, because that's already considered to be the initial mitzvah of dodo ben dodo. And then if they don't do it, so then there's a mitzvah biyat kol adam also to be put. Now, it's a given, obviously, when somebody's poda himself, that naturally he's not going to be working for anybody. So there he was Meshachra himself, he goes into freedom. The question is, how do we understand the previous part about Ododo Ben Dodo, and which comes before the case of Hisigayado, and how do we understand the subsequent thing to Hisigayado, which is talking about Gulat Achirim, namely V'nig'al. So there the question is how to look at the pasuk. Does the pasuk go in groupings of either the first case Dodo Ben Dodo Yigaleno or Hisigayado, or does it go with the case of Hisigayado together with the Vinigal? Now these will lead to opposite conclusions. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that Mikra Niglash Lefanav, and it's when you have something that appears in a pasuk, it's to teach about what came immediately before. In which case, that means that Geulat Krovim is a reference to the same halacha of that which follows. That means Geulat Atzmo, because Geulat is coming to tell me that the same halacha of Geulat Krovim is with Geulat Atzmo, namely that he goes out for free. So, my Geulat Atzmo l'shichrur, so that means the previous case, the Nidrash Lefanav, is Av Geulat Krovim l'shichrur, was Rabbi Akiva Sofer Mikra Nidrash l'acharav. But actually, the direction of the pasuk is forwards. So we have Gulat Atzmo now continues on to Vinigal, which is referring to a Geula that was done by somebody else. If in Mikra is Nidrash Liacharav, that means that Gulat Achirim, which was the closure of the pasuk, is being defined by the case of Gulat Atzmo. So put those two cases together as a set. Shti Gulat Achirim Gulat Atzmo to teach me. Just as obviously it's a given that you cannot be poda yourself and not be free, when other people are not relatives of poda, it also means that you're freed. Ask the Mar, if that's the case, that the machlokis is whether Mikra is Nidrash with the Ododor, Bendodor, and so on, so then what in the world would be the point of saying Be'ela? What would the Be'ela now coming to be the Mayat, when the first way we were learning it was Be'ela, that Im Lo Yigael Be'ela, rather Bikrovin, or Imlo Yigael Ela Be'ela, as the case may be, which we rejected that approach. So we moved on to the other elements of the pasuk. But what is Bechlal the meaning of Imlo Yigael Be'ela? You don't even have to say that. It's not coming to be Mumayat anything, is it? It says the Gemara. No, we need that as well, because Ilav Be'elav Amin Nidrash Mikro Nidrash Ben Lefanav Ben Akrab. Because, look, the point over here is to put in the middle of two different sets of geula that are coming from others, himself, must be coming to tell me that the mikra is meant to be as one set. Whether relative does it, or you do it yourself, or somebody else does it, it's really all the same case. And therefore, whether you're looking at Lefanav or Le'achrav, everything follows the one case which is given. Namely, that you, when you pay for your own shechur, you're free. And therefore, all cases are hakol l'shechur. And that would mean, comes along now, the Eile to teach me that no, there's a difference between Eile and others. Yes, the Gemara, if that's the case, we're back to where we started from, gentlemen, so Ihaki. So you're telling me that, in other words, so normally would have said mikra nigrash lefanav and liachrav, it's only because it says be'ela, so now other question of so you're back to where you questioned before. So then, we didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying. I mean, it's clear from the pasuk, unless you throw in the word ela be'ela, which is impossible. So the only difference between gulat krovim and gulat other people is learned from the word ela. So how could the pasuk mean be'yotz mishnas yovel, referring to gulat krovim the way that he's explaining it? Therefore, we've got to forget about the entire relationship to the pasuk and recognize that there's a machlokas over here mitzad asfar. Ela b'sfarah k'miflage. Well, the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is a simple question of logic. Rabbi Yossi Aglili sova, mistabr gulat achirim l'shi'ibud. Look, it makes sense that when other people are going to pay money for something that they have no real involvement in, so it's because they're going to get something out of it. I mean, if you're going to tell me Yamit Shikrur, so who in the world is going to come along now, pay money for somebody else in order to make him free, and that's it, throwing away my cash? Why should I use it for that purpose? So the Yamit Shikrur, Havi Miman, why would they give him opinion if they're not related to him? Whereas Rabbi Akiva Sav, on the contrary, Mistaver Gulat Krovim L'Shibut, because the Yamit Shikrur, if you're going to say that a korov is responsible and has to pay money to get the guy free, so then call you over here, Mazel Mazel Ben Nafshim. Everybody knows, okay, I can always rely on my cousins. A guy runs out of cash. Instead of declaring bankruptcy, he just goes and he sells himself and then hums as he waits for the people to come, like the kind of kids that get themselves arrested all the time and daddy's going to come along and post bail. So therefore, it makes more sense to say which are the Eile that they get Shichur for the pinyon, and which are the ones that require Yotzei B'Shnat Toyovel following the Shichur. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it makes sense to say that the Eile is a reference to the Krovim, and that means Be'Eile L'Shichur, whereas Imlo Yigael Be'Eile but the Akirim, so then B'Yotzei B'Shnat Toyovel, as we said earlier, Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, but it makes more sense to say that the Eile are referring to Acherim. So the Eile, they would be Shihur, but if not Be'Eile, so then we'll wait until Shnat Yovel, even though the Krovin went ahead and they paid for him to be free. Even though now, it's a little bit misleading, because as Tosfos points out, in the actual words of Rabbi Akiva used the word Eile as the reference to Krovim. Rabbi Akiva, however, was talking over there, Aliba to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which is why he phrased it in such a strange way. In other words, you're claiming that Be'ela means Krovim, but this is the way I would understand it, but it boils down to this Machlokas and Svar. Om Rabbi Bar Ava, Om Rabbi Yochan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, this machlokus over here about whether in pidyon there continues to be a she'ibud, that indeed is a machlokus, but only between a Rabbi Yossi and a Rabbi Akiva. The Maaseh and Chachamim disagree with both of them and hold that we always say, whether it's Gulas Krovim, Gulas Acherim, it's always Kedona be exactly the same thing as if he had been paid himself, namely that is Lashikrur Mankachoni, and who are we referring to is that we're calling the Das Aram, it's Rebbe. Because Rebbe mafikli lai be'ela l'drosh achrina. Rebbe uses be'ela to tell me something completely different. So be'ela koin gim would mean be'ela meaning whether it's bilgulas krovim or whether it's gulas rechokim, but a completely different drosha. Namely that a nimkar lagoy is niga be'ela, but is not yotze by sheish, as we said earlier. Therefore, according to him, he would say, but as far as what it says in the pasuk, Isiga yado is an expression of what Allah would be both on what came before, namely Bikrovim, and what came afterwards, namely Ba'achirim. So Mikra Nidrash Bein Lefanav Bein La'acharav. And therefore, the only stress in the pasuk of Be'ela is coming to tell me Be'ela of any type of pidyon kesef, whether it's from himself, or whether it's from a Krovim, or it's from others. So, in all of those cases, the din would be mishtachrer. But if he doesn't go out be'ela, he's not going to go out b'sheish, he's only going to go out b'yovel. For Rebbe, so now according to Rebbe, who is not dorish from be'ela, that others are going to be yotzi b'shtata yovel, sa'ivi yatsa b'shtata yovel, my avidle. So what would it be then to teach me the Shrata Yovel? Who exactly, why would we not say Shrata Yovel? Now obviously we need the fact that there will be Yetziah in order to make the drasha as any Yotze B'sheish. But we do not need specifically the words Shrata Yovel. I mean, because we had written before earlier, Mishnat Enachrolo Ad Shrata Yovel. So we know what we're talking about now. The din of Yovel. So you could have said, "Imlo yigel be'ela," simply lo yetze. That's so sustosis, essentially. So in other words, it's stressing once again the parsha of Yetziah b'Yovel as opposed to the lack of Yetziah b'Sheish. You've got to be teaching us something, and what is that? Because Mishlei, by the way, we're learning according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, the fact that we continue to need a Shichur b'Yovel is an indication that in at least some of the previous cases, the halacha was that he would be nifta, but he wouldn't be free, even though he was nifta. But according to what Rebbe's learning, all of the cases when he would be free, it doesn't require Yetziah B'Yovel. So why talk about Yetziah B'Yovel? Ah, answers the Gemara Miboyle L'Kitatanya. That I'll explain to you. We need that for the following brightest. Bright understands the drasha. Brightest is like this. V'Yatzah B'Shnat HaYovel. This comes to tell me that we're talking about an Ovid Kochavim Sheyesh Notachat Yadcha. So obviously, if we're talking about over here that he's going to be Yotze B'Yovel, so we're clearly referring to a case where the Goy is given over into the hands of the Yisrael's government, and they can tell him what he's got to do. Nonetheless, it's coming to teach me that even such a Goy, if there was no pidyon, that he is going to be allowed to continue to work with this Eved until Yovel, and that we would have no right to pass any kind of laws that would force him to let go of that Eved, or to fool him in any way, and explain to him that he has to go out, even without the money that was due him. Let's say we would pretend that he's Yotze B'Sheish, or something like that. And you wouldn't have the right to do so. So in other words, the Torah is just telling me that I have to respect the rights of the ownership of a non-Jew over a Jew. Now, if we go according to the Man Yomer who hold that it's an absolute prohibition to be over on Gezel from a Goy, so then this indeed is clearly an indication of a Pasuk. According to the Man Yomer who holds that it's not a Nisr D'Oraisa, so that would mean that normally we would say Gezel Goy would be Mutter, but we cannot be Mutter nonetheless the Evet from the Goy, because since in this case he relied on the law of Yisrael to be able to do a purchase, it would be a tremendous chilul Hashem to treat him any differently and to be much the Eved without pity. Therefore, we cannot do that. This is a lesson to how it is that we're meant to treat in business the people that we deal with, Jewish or non-Jewish. Okay, says the Gemara, how do you know, though, that that's the case? Maybe this is Dafka talking about a Goy that will not accept the laws of the Jews. So over there he works ad yov. But that you have the ability to force him to do whatever you want. You could pass a law to free the Eved before, or claim that there was a din of sheish or whatever. It's ridiculous. How could that possibly be what the pasuk is talking about? If you can't force him to relinquish his control, so what are we talking about? He should be yosebe. He should be yosebe yovel. Be yosebe pidyon. Obviously, we could only be referring to a case where he is tachat yadcha. Otherwise, we're wasting our time discussing this. Now, even though it's pretty clear that we've been referring to this all along, I mean, what was the Gemara talking about in the Havamina? If the din is, there's a din of pidyon of giron kesef, we could force the guy to prorate no matter what the current value is. So then, why did the Gemara think that we're talking about a guy that is not tachat yadcha? So Tosis explains because the Gemara over here held that part was talking about a guy that maybe is not tachat yadcha. The mitzvah pidyon is not that you can force the pidyon, but you have to offer him. Maybe he'll take it, but if he refuses to take it, where does it say over here that dafka you can force him to take it? Memelu, we need this last piece about Yovel and so on to explain that indeed, despite the fact that we're talking about someone who's tachat yadcha, it makes some difference, and this is the way you have to treat him.
Today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin is daf tetvav. In order for us to get a proper perspective over a complex sugya, which has five different parshiot that we need to deal with, and it has four different issues that are bothering us. So let's first take a look at the five different elements. The five different elements in the dinim of Eved. We have an Eved Ivri that's Nimkar, Ayudei Beitin B'Gnevato. We have an Eved Ivri that is Mocher Et Atzmo. We have an Eved Ivri that is bought by a Goy, and that is a special din. We have an Eved Ivri who was Nirtzah after working for the 6 years that he worked. And then we have the Parsha of Ama Ivriya. Five different Parshas, each one of which has different dinim, and which we need to get absolutely clear. The location of these five Parshas. So the truth is that we have the opening Parsha, which is in Mishpatim, as everyone knows, and you please turn there, at the beginning of Mishpatim. So that Parsha number one, which opens really the story of Mishpatim, Elah Mishpatim, Kitikne Eved Ivri. Okay, so the Kitikne Eved Ivri, we are able to prove by reference to the fact that the other parsha, which is in Vayikra, which we'll get to, talks about a Mocher Et Atzmo, that all of the dinim that are mentioned over here are dinim that apply to someone that Bezdin sold. And it says over here a number of different halachas. Sheish Shanim Yavod. Then it says that ima donav yitin lo isha, and then it says imomar yomar ha'eved v'gishra donav ela Elohim. That's three things so far. We're going to be marshaling the fourth thing, which is the din of Ritziat Ozen in Parshat Re'eh, which we will get to in a moment. But before we turn to Re'eh, let's just notice that the next Parsha is another Parsha of Nimkar al Yedei Adam Acher. In the first case, it was Nimkar Yedei Beit Din. In this case, it is Nimkar Ayedei Aviha. So the next parsha is the parsha of Ama Ivriya. Ki imkor ishet bito la'ama, lo tetze kitzeta avadim. And if we have over here the new halachas of Yi'ud, Yi'ada, and Vehefta, that she can buy herself back. And then Vi'atzachina min kasav, that's a special din by Ama Ivriya, who is Yotz Abesimanim. So far we've seen two out of the four, out of the five categories, Nimkar Yedei Beitin and an Ama Ivriya, and we've seen two of the relevant parshiot. Now, if you take a look in Dvarim Tetvav, in Re'ei, there we will find, I'll give you a chance to turn there, we will find a different parsha that introduces the halacha of a ha'anaka, which is to give a certain amount, which we'll talk about, but you have to give a certain amount of money and possessions to an Eved Ivri who is working for you and going out free. So let's read that. Ki yimacher lecha achicha ha'ivri ha'ivriya. So first of all, that was a very important hekesh. Ha'ivri or ha'ivriya. Pasuk Yud Bet. So this is the second parasha of Nimkar, correct? Because it says, Ki yimacher lecha. So that means somebody sold him to you. So this is a parasha that is discussing also a Nimkar Ayadei Beit Din or a Nimkar Ayadei Avia. And this parasha introduces a new concept. Ki teshachenu chofshi mi'imach, lo teshachenu reikam, hanek tanik lo mitzonecha megonecha. That's all news. So this is the fourth halacha that we find to be applicable to a nimkar ayedei beit din. Now, for some reason, the din of ritziyah is repeated here. V'haya ki omari lecha lo etse mi'imach ke'ahivcha v'et petecha ki tov lo imach v'lakachta et hamartzeya. Now, despite the fact that it says the afla amatecha ta'aseh kein at the end of Pasuk Yud Zayin, which sounds like we would also do a ritziyata ozen to an ama ivriya, that is not the case, because we already learned out from the first parsha in Mishpatim that it says im yomar ha'eved v'lo ha'ama. So there's no din of ritziya. When it says afli amatchat ha'aset kein, it's referring to ha'anaka. So now we have the new din of the ha'anaka, both for eved ivri and for ama ivriya. The other interesting pasuk that again we will be looking at is the fact that it says, Ki mishne schar sachir avatcha sheshanim. He's worked double the amount of a normal sachir. Now, that seems to be repetitive, because what it's teaching us is that he works at night to make babies for you. And that we learn out from Mishpatim, where it says, Im adonav yiten lo isha. The Gemara is going to have to discuss why it is that we need to psukim that he's supposed to work for you at night. But in any event, it seems that part seems to be repetitive. Okay, so far that gives us three parashot, but they're only discussing two inyanim. And they're discussing the inyan of Eved Ivri and Ama Ivriya. Both cases are reference to where Bezdin or father sold the Eved or Ama, respectively, to someone else. Not that they sold themselves. Now this is also, these two parashas mention the third category, and the third category is the nirtza. So the nirtza works more than 6 years. He works until the yovel, and that is mentioned both here in Re'eh and in Mishpatim. So far we've identified four issues that are applicable to a nimkar al yadei beit din. We do not know if those four issues are applicable to a mocher atzmo. We haven't even heard that it's possible to be mocher atzmo yet. Those four issues are 6 years of work, which means you can't sell the Yevet for 7 years, and so that's the term. 6 years of work, if he wants to stay on, there's a din of ritzia. When he leaves, there's a din of ha'anaka, and it's mutter, or he can even be forced to take a shifra kananit, which is ima donavite lo isha, or over here where it says ki mishnes chasachir. Those four halachas, we have no idea if they apply also in the case of a mocher atzmo. And that, in fact, we saw was really the machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Yasser that we had, and we thought originally the makor of that machlokas was the question of whether we have a hekesh, or gzereshava, of sochir, which we'll get to, one of those sochirs you've just seen. Ki mishnat schar sachir avatcha. So that means the word sachir applies to a nimkar ayedei beitin. Now let us turn to Parshat Behar, and this is where we have two additional parshas. So take a look at Chofei and Vayikra. And there we have two separate parshas that will discuss the inyan of a mocher at atzmo and a nimkar legoy. So we have Posik Chafei Lamed Tet. V'chiyamuch achicha imach v'nim karlach, lo ta'avod bo avodat avet. So here we have somebody who is poor, not someone who stole. This has nothing to do with Mochar Bezden. This has to do with the guy selling himself. Kisachir, whoops, there's that other Sachir. Okay? So Kisachir, Kitoshav Yemach, Achnat HaYovel, Yavodimach. Okay? Doesn't say anything here about the 6 years. It says Achnat HaYovel, right? It doesn't tell us that there's a specific amount of years. Of course, it would depend on how much he sold himself for. So one would think if he makes a deal to sell himself for 10 years, whatever it is, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, it's all a sale like anything else. Okay? So this is Mocheret Atzma. From here we learn only that such a thing is possible and that he's Yotze B'Yovel. We have no idea whether the other dinim apply to him. Can he be given a shivcha? We don't know. Do you require ha'anaka? We don't know. Is he Yotze B'Sheish or is he just Yotze whatever the end of the term is? Don't know. Is there a din of ha'anaka? Don't know. So that's exactly what the machlokas is. Now, let's move on to Pasuk Mem Zayin. V'chitasig yad ger v'toshavim achu moch achicha imo v'nimkar leger toshavim achu la'eker mishpachat ger. So here we have a case of a Jew who has sold himself to a goy. A brand new issue is introduced here, and that is that acharei nimkar gulat yelo echad miachavi galenu. He is supposed to be padui. Now, there's no din of padui on the nimkar ayadei bezdin, obviously, and also not for mocher tatzmo. This is the first time we've ever heard this. So the relatives, o dodo, o ben dodo yigaleno, o misheer bisaro, mi mishpachto yigaleno, o yisiga yado, v'nigal, either if he can buy himself back, if somebody else buys him back, or a korov buys him back, v'chishav imkoneu, and you prorate until the from the time of sale, until shnat hayovel, and whatever it is, kimispar shanim, kimei sachir. Whoops, there we go again. So we've got another sachir mentioned here by the nimkar la'oved kochavim. Okay, now we've got, please move on to pasuk nundalet, because that's going to turn out to be very important to us later today. V'im lo yigael ba'ele, and if these things don't work, namely, dodo ben dodo, or yisiga yado, or somebody else, it was even yigal as a reference to yet a third party, somebody's not related, who wants to buy him back, yim lo yigael ba'ele, then v'yatsa b'shnat hayovel. Okay? So this is now two additional parshas. It gives us... I'm sorry? Well, if he is under our control, as the Gemara will discuss, yes, he has to agree to this. We'll force it. Yeah. Okay, so we have basically five parashot that we've been talking about and five different issues. So we've got that first parasha Mishpatim about Nimkar Yedei Bezdin. We have the second parasha Mishpatim, which is about the Oma Ivriya. We have the parasha in Re'eh, which is about both the Eved and the Ivriya, both that were Nimkar, and that was the Kiddush of Ha'anaka that was mentioned over there, and the repetitive din of Ritzia, and the repetitive din of working at night for you, which means that he is supposed to take a shivcha. And then we've got these two parshas of Yirm Bahar, one which is the Nimkar Ayudei Atzmo, which doesn't say anything about Geula Tielo, and except that we learned out from Oma Ivriya, if you recall at the beginning of the parsha, from the comparison of Achicha HaIvri O HaIvriya, we learned out that in the same way that there's a Vehefda, that she can buy herself back, so too can he buy himself back. But that somebody else, a relative who can't stand seeing his cousin or whatever it is, that we don't see that he has a right to buy back. Only the guy can buy himself back. And then we've got this parsha of Mocher Atatzmo in Bahar, and we've got the parsha of Nimkar La'akum, which adds the din of pigeon.
I mean, wouldn't it be smart for a guy who's selling himself to sell himself to a goy with the whole thing?
We will be talking about that today. Rabbi Akiva makes exactly that point. We could see Richie's mind works in very effective ways.
It's working like Rabbi Akiva's mind.
Then. Well, Rabbi Akiva's mind figures out the way Richie's think. That's the point. That's more like it. He's already, figured out the angle. If you need money, it's very simple. That's right. All right, so now, gentlemen, it is now possible to go back into the sugya with this perspective, keeping all these things in mind, because we've got a lot of different drushes today and a lot of different issues for each one of these categories. So far, if you recall, what happened to us is that we wanted to know who it is that is not Doresh, the Hekesh of Sochir Sochir. Now, we originally assumed that it must be the subject of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Eliezer. What was that machlokas? The machlokas was about whether the four items that we spoke about that appear in the two parshiot of Nimka Yedei Beit Din, or Nimka Yedei Father, but most of them apply only to the Nimka Yedei Beit Din because they don't apply to an Amayivriya. And what are those four things? 6 years of work, and only 6 years. Ritzia upon extension. The fact that the Adan gives him a Shivcha, and that when the term ends, whenever that ends, there's a Chiyuv to give him a whole package of, what do they call those packages?
Severance.
The severance package, which is called Hanaka, which, by the way, has implications of halacha in general of the dinim of severance, even when it's not an eved. Based on this, there's an extension of the din that the poskim bring that always, just in terms of a worker, there should always be a care because of the fact that it says Mishnah Tzchar Sachir, and the Chinuch says this is there. You missed a heck of a lot. It's not going to be easy to make up. Mishnah Tzchar Sachir, even for you, who knows everything, even for you, it's not going to be easy to make up. Yeah. So the Mishnah Tzchar Sachir over here, Avatcha, says the Chinuch in general, that the Torah gives us a indication of how it is we have to feel for people who have been working for us and take care of them. Now, this is a reference to your cousin, the Teplo cousin, mm-hmm. right, who made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem all over the world, right? Isn't that the Chanaleya's, the guy who developed that material, the Mills?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a Time magazine. It was all over when the economy.
Interesting.
Yeah, Fierstein. What was the name of the mills? You remember?
It was Malden.
Yeah, Malden. Yeah.
They might have changed the name.
But it was all over the world. But he refused to let any of his workers go. He took care of them, and he was.
Burned down like 5 weeks before Massachusetts.
Amazing.
And he paid them, and he gave them a bonus and everything. And the president said, "But why? You have to do that. Why would you look at me?"
The president.
Of the
United States.
What's your name,
the
president?
Beautiful. Okay.
All these babies are born from the
Yes, he's. That's the point.
They say it's for life.
Yeah, they're avadim kananim. They go according to their mother. Yeah, he's making babies for the other, not for himself.
He's a nice Jewish boy.
What?
Nice Jewish boy.
Who's a nice Jewish boy?
These boys were born.
They're nice Jewish avadim boys.
The father was a nice Jewish
unless you're reformed, just because the father is Jewish,
another
Jewish
sense of it.
The wife is a shepherd.
Born into the family.
But that's an Eved Kanani. That's not an Eved
Kanani.
Yeah. Every Eved Kanani is Jewish. By definition.
Yeah.
Every Eved Kanani is Jewish.
Just not
high. But he's not free, right?
It's like a woman.
High like a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, we were holding in the middle of trying to understand whether there was the elegant solution to the machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim as to whether the four issues that we're talking about go across the various platforms, which are the Nimka Yedei Atzmo, Nimka La'akum, or the Nimka Yedei Beit Din, or, suppose we'll see some of them about the Nirtzah, but the Machlokas we had so far, or the Mocher Atzmo Stamtu Yisrael, the four issues were, is Sheshanim definitive? Is Ritzia definitive? Is the right to give him a Shivcha definitive? And is Ha'anaka definitive across the board? Or were those things only, being as they were only mentioned in Mishpatim, and they were only mentioned in Re'eh, and both of those parashas were talking about Nimkra Yidei Beit Din, as opposed to the parashas in Bahar, then maybe they're only in Mishpatim in Re'eh. And what we assumed, since Rabbi Eliezer says, no, they only apply to Nimkra Yidei. They apply across the board. They only apply to a Nimkra Yidei Beit Din. This is an elegant solution, because there are four separate issues. I mean, we're looking for one simple reason to argue about all four of them. The simple reason would be, does the word sachir that we already saw, that appears in all these parshas, does it link together the dinim from all the parshas? In which case, since the sachir, mishneh schar sachir that appears in Re'eh, is a link to all of the nimka yedei beit din dinim, and the word sachir that appears by the nimka yedei atzmo in Bahar is the same word, so it must be that all four categories apply to it. And Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, indeed, it certainly does. So the Gemara says, he must be the one that learns Sakhir Sakhir, and the Rabbanim must be the ones that don't learn Sakhir Sakhir, right? And then remarkably, we had a backwards argument, and the only reason we make this argument is because you cannot prove a Shita through elegance. So if I can give you an alternative, that there are four different arguments over here, then you won't be able to prove to me that the Rabbanim here don't hold the Sakhir Sakhir. I mean, that's a big step. So we don't hold the Sakhir Sakhir. Because obviously, that was a Gzera Shavu. That was a Mekubal with Rebbe Eliezer. We'd have to say that they were a Mekabal, right? So the Gemara, therefore, has attempted to reconstruct a putative argument between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim about every one of these steps. So yesterday we learned the first two. Why would they be arguing specifically on these issues? So the first one, why do we say a mocher atzmo can sell himself for any amount of time, right? He can sell himself for 10 years, according to the Tanakhama. What about sachir sachir? So we brought a miut, vavatcha. The next thing we discussed is, what about ritzia? Can he continue the relationship through Ritzia? So over there we got into the whole question about Ozno and what to be Medayik and Ozno and not the, fine, whatever. Remember, we ended up making the Gezer Shavah to Mitzorah and so on. But we had the second Machloket. Now we are up to the third Machloket. And that is the question that we are up to about one-fourth of the way down, about whether there is a din of ha'anaka, which is learned in Re'eh for Nimka Ha'yedei Beis Din. Is there a din of ha'anaka also on a mocher atzmo? So now let's see if we can figure out why they would be arguing if it's not about sacher sacher. Where would there be a specific miut about the din of ha'anaka? My time at the Tanakhama, the omer mocher atzmo ein ma'anikimo. What it would be the basis of that? And that is miyut rachmani gabi machruhu beidin. Because since in Re'eh, which we know is nimkar lecha achicha ivri o ivriya, over there, the nimkar yedei beidin, it says ha'anek tanik lo, only to him, not ha'anek taniko, but lo v'lo lo mocher atzmo. So that is the reason, says the Tanakhama, it does not apply across the board. The Idach Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, says, no, that just means lo, the lowly or shav. The din of Ha'anaka is not paid to his heirs. It is paid directly to him, and if he dies, then there is no chiyuv of passing it on to his heirs. Ask the Gemara, but that doesn't make sense. Your shav amai lo. If we're learning, as the Torah calls him a sachir, right, I can understand if you'll say this is just a gift, bialma. And the Torah is saying, give the gift to him, but you're not mechuyev to give the gift. If he dies, you're not mechuyev to give it to the heirs. That I understand. But the point is that the Torah compares it to sachir, because it says, don't feel bad about having to give him this. So then that means it views it as part of a severance package that would be part of the understanding of the terms of employment. Like for a sachir. You're telling me if a sachir dies, you don't have to carry out the terms of employment to his heirs? Of course you do. So it makes no sense to say that. Am I low? If the Torah calls him a sachir, sachir kari rachmana, ma sachir pulatola yorshav, avhai pulatola yorshav. So therefore, I say that this is silly. Can't mean that. Okay, fine. Says Rabbi, it doesn't mean that. It means lo v'lo lo ba'al chovo. Now that's an interesting halacha. This guy owes a lot of money. So his creditor comes along and says to the guy who's freeing him, look, I know you've got this severance package, but he owes me all that money anyway, so just give it to me. Now normally we would do that because of the famous din of Shibudet Reb Nosson. You give, if A owes B and B owes C, then A is meant to pay C directly. But since the Torah says up here specifically lo, and that means give it to him and only to him, do not transfer this money to his Baal Chov. For lo la Baal Chov. So midasfir am biyamak Rabbi Natan. Since we normally would have said like Rabbi Natan, Tanya Amar Rabbi Natan. Minayin noshe bechaviro mona. Vechaviro bechaviro. Minayin shomotzimi zevenotim lazer. How do we know if A owes B and B owes C that we take directly from A to C? Talmud lomar v'natan l'asher asham lo. Not to the one that you're chayev, but to the one that owns the principal. So according to me, the lo is needed. Ata lo l'afuke. You need lo to tell me, do not apply Shibudet Reb Nosson. Okay? That's a big chiddush, but we no longer can use it to mean the lo v'lo l'mocher atzmo. Okay? So now that's the basis of this machlokas. V'idach. What about the Chachomim? Why don't they need it? The Tanakam? Because they say we don't know the Shibudet Reb Nosson anyway. You know? So be Almanami, let's feel on Karabi Natan. So we don't need it. We don't need it for that. Okay, next, the fourth case was the Tanakam said a Mocher Atzmo, Ein Rabo Musir Lo Shivcha Knanit. Okay, where would that come from? If there's a din of Sachir Sachir? Because Miet Rachman Agabi Mochruhu Bedin. So back in Mishpatim, what does it say? Where Bezdin sold him? Im Adonav Yitain Lo Isha. To him, meaning because he was sold by Bedin, so the Adon has a right to give him a Shivcha. But that's only Lo. The Lo, Lebocher Atzmo, says Rebbe Eliezer, according to this putative vision, but they're not arguing about, so what do you do with that? V'idach, Lo means Baal Korcho. It means you can foister upon him whether he wants to or not. And therefore, it's an absolute chiev on him to reproduce for this Odai. V'idach, well, I know that. I know that from Re'ein. Because in Re'ein it says, Mishnat Tzchar Sachir Avad Chashe Shalim. He's worked for you double the amount that a normal worker would work. And that means that he's busy making babies for you. D'tanya. Ki Mishnat Tzchar Sachir Avad Chashe. Why is that? Because a Sachir only works during the day. And an Eved Ivri has to work day and night. Avei Ben 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 Belayel. Now, ask the price of a chital, that's how you really think. Do you have a right to work your Eved Ivri at night? That is, that Eved Ivri oved bein b'yom bein b'layla, where the Torah says, halo kvar nemar ki tov lo imach. You have to treat him the same way you treat yourself. Imach b'machal. You're eating quality food, he eats that quality food. Imach b'mishter, you're drinking talisker, he drinks talisker. So it can't possibly mean that he lives a life of pain where he's not allowed to sleep. Therefore, explained Rabbi Yitzchak, the work that he does at night is that mikan shirabo moselo shivcha knanit. So we know already that he has to work for you for shivcha knanit. So why would I need to know the din of the midatcha? So because midatcha ma'avim yinahani mila midate. I would have thought that's only if he wants to, but you can't force him to. That it's even Baal Korcho. That's why I would say it's repeated. What would be the point of saying Mishnah Tzchar Sachir Estosos? We'd have to say, as we said earlier, that that's just there to be Maratzeh the Adon, that he shouldn't feel bad. But it isn't there in order to teach us halacha.
The children that he sires,
yes, are belong to the master.
Yeah. No wonder he doesn't want to leave after 6 years.
Okay,
and it's all the fun with another responsibility.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but it doesn't really come across.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah.
So, and we don't have that working right now?
Well, we'll soon see that God doesn't approve. He wants you to be his Eved, not to be lo kiach adon. You don't have it in the Ramban.
Can't get Malia.
Can't get Malia. Okay. So, anyway, we have now concluded our four putative machlokasin, which means the machlokas between the Tanakam and Reb Eliezer has not provided us someone who doesn't believe in Sacher Sacher. So who does? Elamantan de lo yolev Sacher Sacher. Who's the one that doesn't apply Sacher Sacher? Must be. Must be the following Tana. The Tanya. Veshav el mishpachto. So now, finally, we have to begin discussing the various halachas of the application of Yovel to the different cases. So when it says Veshav el mishpachto, there it's talking about the Veyatza mimcha huva navimo, and that's the nimka atzmo in Bahar, and that was the fourth of the five parshiot that we've been discussing. Once again, the five parshiot are the opening of Mishpatim that discusses the Nimkar al Yedei Beis Din, the second parsha of Mishpatim that discusses the Alma Ivriya, the parsha in Re'eh that begins with Ki Yimacher Lecha Achicha HaIvri O HaIvriya, which is talking about Nimkar al Yedei Beis Din or al Yedei the father, the first parasha that we had in Bahar, which is talking about Kiyamuch Achicha and sells himself to a Jew, and the second in Bahar, which talks about Kitasig Yad Gervatoshavimach and buys a Jew as a goy. So that was the fifth parasha. In the fourth of the five parashot, it talks about the Yitzia that is in Yovel. So there it says Vyatzayimach Veshav El Mishpachto. Omar Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now let's try to figure out what Yitzia B'Yovel is talking about. The Makatuv Medaber. So even Mocher Atzmo, Are Kvar Amur. The Mocher Atzmo cannot be talking about. We're going to see. The Gemara is going to go through which it means, which Pesukim are meant by Kvar Amur. Even Yirtza, Are Kvar Amur. The other case, which is the fifth possible case, or the fourth possible case, we call Amma Ivriya. The last case. Remember, we have five separate cases that we've been discussing. For the first time, we're making a clear distinction between the nirtza and the normal evet, okay? Which means
normal
that we're treating
that is so
either way, but means we're treating this as a fifth category. So the five categories are the nimkar al yedei beidin, A. Nimkara al yedei aviha, B. Mocher atzmo li Yisrael, C. And then we had the nirtza. We're calling this a fifth category now. Okay, so which one of the categories is it referring to when it talks about v'shava mishpachto? He said, I b'mocher atzmo hare kvar amur. I b'nirtza hare kvar amur, which we'll discuss in a moment. Ein agatu medaver, ela b'machru beiti. The chiddush over here, v'shava mishpachto, which we already know that there's a din of Yetzia B'Yovel. So the Chiddush over here must be that in a case where Beis Din sold, let's say 2 or 3 years before Yovel, so there hasn't been the Sheish Shanim, Shehayovel Motzio.
Even though he hasn't paid back his chiyuv, is that?
Correct. He has paid back his chiyuv, but even though the guy hasn't gotten the work out of it. Let's imagine a case where somebody was sold, and then now Yovel comes along. This is why I thought I was getting 6 years. Yeah, well, tough on you. Fine. So now Yovel is motziim anywhere. Now, if you hold of Sakhir Sakhir, then I don't understand why we need an extra pasuk to tell me that he only works until the Yovel. I already know that because we have found the word Sakhir in every single category. So what would be the problem just learning it out from Sakhir Sakhir? Must be, therefore, that this is the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov who holds that Sacher Sacher doesn't apply. Omer Nachum bar Yitzchak, not true. That's not why Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't learn it from Sacher Sacher. Normally he would. Actually, he would have applied Sacher Sacher for all the other halachas, the Yitzchak. Because Salka Daitach Amina, Mocher Atzmo. Okay, over there, he is Yotze B'Yovo. Because the law of Anasuri wasn't sold into Avdus. So he, therefore, is Yotze because he didn't do anything wrong. And the Torah is now applying the din of Yotze B'Yovo to him. But to apply it also to Nimkar Al Yedei Bezdin, I would not know that. Machru Beidin. Well, over there, he was a robber, and that's why he got into this pickle in the first place. So maybe over there, Eman Nignas said, and then we should go ahead and make him work. Gamash Malan, that we don't. Okay, now, I would just like to understand. So far, we still don't have somebody who doesn't hold a soccer, but I would just like to understand the limud that he was saying. You said, if it's been near itself, right, that it already says, where does it already say it by a near itself? I mean, it says, Achnat Ayovel, that's at the beginning of the Mocher Atzmo, and that, I understand, but where does it say anything about a Nirtza would be Yotze? Yovo, Mai, Vitanya. Vishavtem Ish El Achuzato, Vish El Mishpachto. So this is basically part of the Vikidashtem and Shadat HaChamishim, which is the entire introduction in Bahar to these ideas of the Nimkar, Yisrael and Nimkar Lagoy. I mean, it all begins with the opening of Bahar, Vikidashtem et Shnat HaChamishim Shana, and then it says, V'shavtem Yishel HaKuzat V'yishel Mishpachto Tashuvu. That's what Yovel means. So the Braita says like this, B'mah Katuv Medaber, when it says everybody goes back home, Iba Mocher Atzmo Harekvar Amur, it says Beferes At Shnat HaYovel Yavonimav. It begins Mocher Atzmo with that. So why in the world would we need the posik up front to tell me that there's some additional din? If we're talking about Mokru Beit Din, Hare Kvar Amur, we just proved that Vishav El Mishpachto, which is said later in the Parsha, after the Parsha of Mokru Tatzmo, which Rabbi Barnea came so late for, he missed the whole beautiful presentation of all the five Parshiyos. Sure, it must have been well worth it. So if we're talking about the Mocher Atzmo, Harei Kvar Amur, if we're talking about the Mocher Beitin, Harei Kvar Amur, Ein HaKatuv Medaber, El HaBinirtza B'Shtayim V'Shalosh Shanim V'Fnei HaYovel, and this is why I say that Shtayim V'Shalosh Shanim V'Fnei HaYovel, which means that the Yovel will be Motziyo. That's a pretty big gap. I mean, my mashma, where do we see that? Omer Rava Bar Shila, because it says over here, Omer Kra Ish, okay? Now, that means that it's got to be talking about the Nirtza. I'll tell you why. There's only one thing over here which is unique in terms of the Avdus that would apply to Ish. Mm-hmm. And that's why it stresses here, Ish. So, Ezehu Davar Shenoheg B'Ish, but Einu Noheg B'Isha, Have Omer Zorit Si'ah, which we learned out from Im Yomar HaEved, Dafka Eved Velo Ha'ama. So it's telling me that then, that if he was a Nirtzah, which is a separate category of Avdut, which we need separately Mudim for, if he was a Nirtzah, nonetheless, he would be Yotze B'Yovel. Yitzrich L'michtav, and we need both Psukim, Mochru Beidin, V'Yitzrich L'michtav Nirtzah. Why? Because the Yashmina Mochru Beidin, I would say, look, I mean, Mokru Beitin Mishum de Lomate Zimne Avol. I mean, the case of the Mokruhu Beitin, it's not the fact that he had already was meant to go out free and didn't, he's still working. Okay. But in Nirtza, he's a no good thing. He could have gone out free. And instead, he's looking for an easy way out of life where he doesn't have to take any responsibility for anything. And therefore, he buys himself an adon, so to speak. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes this whole thing with saying, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadai heim, and not avadim l'avadim. So since this idiot went ahead, and even Amatei Zimne, he went and sold himself, maybe we should give him a knas, since he says lo etzei, and okay, fine, you want to be an Evan? Stay that way. And maybe he wouldn't be Yotze indeed if Yovel came. On the other hand, if I only knew Nirtza, I would say, okay, Nirtza goes up a Yovel because he completed a full term of work before the Ritzia. So he had already worked for Sheshanim. I understand that if Yovel is Pogea in the middle of his next term, that it would be motzi him because he has served his term, so to speak, and now the Torah doesn't want him working anymore. Mashenkein in machru bezdim yovelus pogea before sheish. And there he hasn't worked yet, the sheish. So maybe in that case you first have to finish your term. Say him alone. Therefore I need both of these psukim. Now the problem is, but then we seem to have a redundancy. Because in the original parsha in Mishpatim, it says va'avado lo'olam. And we learned over there that lo'olam means lo'olamo shel yovel. So we had no havamina that a nirtza would continue to work. And then we have this other pasuk over here, vishav, which we were just doresh to mean the same thing. So why do we need two psukim? Because itzrich l'michtav vishavtem, ishal akuzato, and itzrich l'michtav lo'olam. Because if the Torah had written lo'olam, how would you know that lo'olam meant until yodom? Maybe lo'olam would have meant, just because you learned it in day school that way, you know, but maybe lo'olam would have meant literally. Havamina lo'olam mamash, katarachmana v'shavtem. No, there's a din of going back home in yodom. On the other hand, katarachmana v'shavtem, havamina hanami le'echad lo avet sheish. This is only if he wasn't ovet sheishanim, avlechad avet sheish. Lo yeh sofo chamur mitchilato. Matchilato sheish haf sofo sheish. Okay, I would have said, I mean, why would he have to work more than his original term? Ritzia would be an extension of the original term. But the extension can't be longer than the original term. So if he wants to extend it, it's yotzei b'sheish. But he's going to work longer than sheish. What if Yovel is in another 50 years? He'd still have to work. So therefore, kamash malan, over here, lo'olam, meaning lo'olamo shel yovel. And now we understand clearly what we need this psukim for, but we're still stuck. We don't know who is the man d'yomer that was referred to earlier as being the one who doesn't learn soccer, and everybody took that as a given. Yes, yes, indeed. What would we do? And so far, we never even heard who it is.
Another side of the night, we ain't got nobody.
Elamantana, the loyalist soccer, Rebbe. It's referring to Rebbe himself, the Tanya. Ve'im lo yigael ba'ela. So you remember we looked into that pasuk, and I asked you to take a look at pasuk nun dalet and read it carefully. Im lo yigael ba'ela v'yatza b'shnata yovel hu ubanav imo. Now what did ba'ela mean? Ba'ela meant im dodo o ben dodo yigaleno o hisid yado v'nigal. But if not, then indeed v'yatza b'shnata yovel. So Rebbe Omer, Be'ela hu nigal, Ve'eno nigal b'sheish. There is no din of working for only 6 years for someone who was sold to a goy. Only yitzia be'gu'ula. Either gu'ula through buying him back or through yovel. So then v'yatza b'shnata yovel. So be'ela hu nigal ve'eno nigal b'sheish yocho. I might have thought to myself, I mean, isn't it a kal v'chomer? V'lodinu u'ma mi she'eno nigal be'ela. A normal evidence nimkar li Yisrael, whether through Beit Din or by himself. There is no din of pidyon called geula by krovim or by other people. There's no such halacha. And although, as I mentioned earlier, we do learn out from Amma Ivriya the din of vehevda. That is a specific halacha that if he has money, he buys himself back. Okay. But not pidyon. So therefore, if someone who is limited in that is nonetheless goes out b'sheish, he's nigal b'sheish, kol shekein, this brand new halacha that opens up a floodgate of geula through krovim and others, so zesh nigal be'ela, eno din shenigal be'esh. Therefore, says Rebbe, I say this is why we need ba'ela u'nigal, ve'no nigal b'sheish. But if the halacha would be, as Rebbe would hold, that sacher applies, ve'isal kadaita yoliv sacher, why in the world did Rebbe go through this rigmarole of ma mi she'eno nigal be'ela? He should have just said, Sakhir tells us whatever the din is, because remember that Sakhir appeared there also, in terms of the amount that you prorate for the guy. Moshe, where are you? We've got to fly. Come back.
Or an old lady.
What's going on? We've got a horrible fly here and nobody to take care of it.
We need an old lady. Slow to fly.
I don't know why.
So we have the third soccer appearing in the din of Kasir Kisakir Shana Bishana. Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, maybe Rebbe does hold of soccer, but since it says over here, Shaini Acha, the Omar Kra, Yigalenu, specifically, O Dodo Ben Dodo Yigalenu, Yigalenu means Yigalenu Lezeh, the Lo La'acher. So that means that the din of Geula is applied specifically over here. Okay, now, who would be the Man D'Omar that definitely argues on Rebbe? Man Tane the Poligale the Rebbe, and he says that Nimkar, the Oved Kochavim, is in fact Yotze L'Shesh. That is Rebbe Yosef Glili and Rebbe Akiva. The Tanya. Remember, Rebbe learned out from Be'ela means he is not Nigal B'Shesh. But we will see that Rabbi Yossi Aglil and Rabbi Akiva do not learn out from Be'ela, that is not Yotze B'Shesh. They learn out a special halacha, which in fact is very obscure when you read the pasuk. Namely, what happens if you go ahead and buy out the goy? What happens if you are a stranger? What happens if you're Dodo or Ben Dodo? Do you then own him, or do you then free him? In other words, do you take over the contract, or are you just buying him out of your own good heart, and now the guy goes free? So, that's what we learn from Be'ela, as it turns out. The Tanya, Lo Yigal Be'ela, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, listen, Be'ela means the above-listed Krovim, Dodo, Ben Dodo, then is Yotze B'Yovel, meaning that if the Krovim brought him back, he's not Yotze B'Yovel, because then he's free. So Be'ela L'Shichror. But suppose somebody else buys him back, then it's L'Shibut, and then the normal Dinam of Yitziyah would apply. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, just the opposite. Be'ela, if these Krovim buy you back, they get to keep you. If a good Samaritan buys you back, then you're free. So, b'shar kol adam l'shichrur. Okay, what is the basis of this? My time to be a step, really. There's a reason. Says, look, Amar Kroim lo yigal be'ela, meaning, the above-listed people, O-do-do, O-ben-do-do, yigaleno, right? So, those people, he wasn't redeemed by. So who did redeem him? Bacher, a guy came along. So then, v'yatzah b'shnata yovel, which means that until shnata yovel, he was still working for this guy, who took over the contract of the goy. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is just the opposite. Im lo yigael ela ve'ela, if he is only bought back by these guys, his relatives, then he has to go out in yovel. But if another guy buys him back, then he would be yotze right away. And of course, Rabbi Yosef Aglili's response to that would be, that's a very imaginative way of reading a pasuk. Make it up yourself, Rabbi Akiva. Brilliant. In lo yigal ela be'ela. How did you exactly do that? Set a mirror to the word be'ela? And get ela be'ela? And what's going on over here? Meaning ela be'ela too. So that's silly. Okay, fine. All right, so let's try a more serious approach. Ela b'hai kroka mifri. We're trying to figure out the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, O Dodo, O Ben Dodo Yigalen. Okay, let's understand that. That is one category, which is Gulat Krovim. Okay? Then, continues the pasuk. O Hisiga Yado. Right? And it continues on to talk about Mishar Besarov, Mishpachto, but that's all relatives. Then it says, O Hisiga Yado. Now that, obviously, is Gulat Atzmo, which would apply to anybody, not only to Nimkar La'akum, because we learned that out from the Heftah of Alma Ivriya, and then we applied it to the Ivri from Kinimkar Achicha Ivri Oha Ivriya. Okay. And then there's a closing word, which is completely extra, Vinigal. I mean, that's What does that mean? So v'nigal must mean someone who is neither him nor a relative, meaning a stranger. Or v'nigal is a stranger. That's gulat acherim. So now the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Akiva boils down to the question of how do you normally read a pasuk? We have over three words, gulat krovim, gulat atzmo, and gulat acherim, in a row. So Rabbi Yossi Glili says the way to understand a pasuk is the mikra is nidrash lifanav. What you do is each word is a drasha on the previous word, which means that the opening case, which is gulat krovim, is the on the coming case. Each word is then the first word, which is gulat krovim, is to impact now its connection to the next case, which is gulat atzmo. And just like gulat atzmo is a given, that he buys himself back to be free, obviously, he works for himself. Av gulat krovim is to be like gulat atzmo. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds each word is megala backwards, lacharav, which means that gulat acherim, which is the final case of a nigal, is meant to be a understood through gulat atzmo. So just like gulat atzmo is obviously l'shichrur, av gulat acherim l'shichrur. So that's the machlokas. How to be dorish the pasuk? Says the Gemara, what do you mean that's the machlokas? You just said that the machlokas was how to understand the word be'ela, and that's what they were arguing with Rebbe about, that Rebbe uses be'ela to tell me be'ela, not b'sheish, and that both Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yossi use be'ela to tell me that only ge'ula with X as opposed to Y is godnig al b'yovel, and it's a machlokas what X and Y is, right? Now you're telling me Eila has nothing to do with anything. It's really a question of how to be Dorish HaPasuk with Fanav, Ola HaRav. So now we're back to the question, okay, so what about Be'ela? So they don't argue on Rebbe then. So we now do not know who argues on Rebbe and claims that there's Yitziat Sheish. Well, you're right, says Gemara. I mean, we need Be'ela. Of course, it has to do with Be'ela. How? Because I'll tell you, Ilav Be'ela, I would have applied the normal dinim of a drasha. So Avamina, Mikra, Nidrash, Bein Milafanav, Bein Lacharav. Why would we argue that it only applies to one out of the cases? So therefore, Hakol Shikrur. So there, the din of Gulat Atzmo in the middle of Gulat Krovim and Gulat Acherim teaches me that all cases are similar to his buying himself back. And therefore, he's Mishuchrar. No, okay. So now what are they arguing about? Back to our original question. If you're telling me the normal halach is mikra is nidrash bein milafanav bein la'acharav, and we have a miut of be'ela, so now what are they arguing about? I mean, it's not a given. I thought you were telling me that they darsh and call out tarakula lefanav or call out tura la'acharav. Now you're telling me, no. Everybody agrees that this is a special case. So now how do you know which direction to go? Do we go lefanav or do we go la'acharav? So that doesn't make any sense. We're back where we were. Therefore, it must be b'svara k'miflagei. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, this is Richie's svara, basically, okay? As we'll see. We're finally getting to Rabbi Akiva, and Richie. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, sovar, mistavra gulat acherim, other people buying you back would mean that they get a right to work with you. Because otherwise, why the heck would they buy you back? I mean, if we're trying to encourage people to buy you back, to get you out of the rishus of a goy, especially where you're working for the church, like Eker Mishpachat Ger and so on, right? So, look, it finally got the fly. All right, Moshe, you did a good job, but boy, does it smell. So, E Amrit Shechur, why would somebody buy you back if he's got to set you free, having me live in a parking lot? Nobody's going to buy you. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, on the contrary, you got to think like a rich. The mistava gulat krovim is l'shi'ibud. Because if you're going to tell me that the krovim are supposed to buy you back and let you go, so every time this guy needs money, he just resells himself, right? And he figures, they'll buy me back, so what's the problem? So I need another $100,000 to make a sale, you know. So koyume viyume, every day he's going to go sell himself, and then his kind relatives are going to have to buy him back. And therefore, that would be the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and
and Reb Yossi, and both of them are arguing on Rebbe, who uses Eila to tell me the halacha of not shish. Omer Reb Chiya bar Avraham, Reb Yochanan, Zu, Divrei Reb Yossi, Aglila, Reb Akiva, Aval Chachamim, Omrim, meaning Rebbe, since we do not have the Eila to tell me this, Hakol l'shichrur, and Man Chachamim, Rebbe he. Rebbe learns the Eila to tell me not shish, the drasha achrina, and we're left therefore with the standard mikra nidrash, bein milafadav, and bein laacharav. Okay, we'll have to complete this tomorrow. We've gone on for a bit too long. Sorry about that. But it was a long. If you don't mind, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, great, fine.
Closure.
Very good. I'm happy at closure. That doesn't mean we don't have more of it, though.
I understand.
So, what does Rebbe do over here? Now that we're using Rebbe Haivi Yatzah B'Shnat HaYovel, my Ovid, like, what exactly does Rebbe say Yatzah B'Shnat HaYovel means, since what we're talking about over here would be, according to Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yossi, would only be talking about the option of Yatzah B'Yovel when it was Lo Yigal Be'Ela. So what does he use it for? Yiboylet Kiritanya Yatzah B'Shnat HaYovel, that this comes to tell me that the entire halacha here is referring only to an Ovid Kechovim Sheyeshna Tachat Yadcha. Because, as we'll see, otherwise, why and how in the world could it be Yotze Bishnata Yovel?
Because it just say Tachat?
Yeah.
Kirchosev.
Well, no, either. It says Ola Mishpacha or Eker Mishpacha. Yeah. Here's the rest of his family, but he's got no choice. The police come. He's under the hands of Yisrael. Yeah, maybe, well, you know, we rule other countries, you know, and we'll tell them what to do. Oh, in a bell, and bell, they go, we've seen, oh, tachat yatcha.
Whether we're sovereign or not, or can you even be in a situation where we're not? I mean, that's basically.
Whatever. What do you mean, not sovereign?
When we're sovereign,
right. That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, do you think it means that I become Jaino tachat yatcha? I'm not, v'chimav shah la satla. What do you think you would be able to do to this guy? Right? So in other words, Gufa comes to tell me that despite the fact that you have sovereignty and you could do what you want, all of these halakhas of needing to pay him fair price are nonetheless, you can't say, sorry, we don't allow non-Jews to work with Jews. There's no such thing. So you have to apply this din of pidyon. That's bedafka where you do have kayach, not where you don't have kayach, that you buy him back in some way. And then it's telling you when it comes to Yovel, that's the rules. That would have been the rule to us too, sir. That's the halach of all, of anybody who owns a Jew. That has to be Yotze, the Yovel. Daftet Vav. My time at the Tanakhama the Omer. Mokrat Smor in Ma'anikim Lo. Mi'et Rachmona Gabi Mokruhu Beitin Ha'anik Ta'anik Lo. What? Yorshav am I? Lo. The Torah is calling Masachir. Masachir pulato lo Yorshav. Afhai pulato, which includes his Hanaka severance package, is the Yorshav. And lo velo lo baal chovah. Because since generally Sfir lon baal maka Rebbe Natan, the Tanya of Rebbe Natan minayin eno she b'chaviro mone b'chaviro b'chaviro. Minayin shemotzi mize v'notanim leze. Talmud lomar v'natan l'asher asham lo. Ata lo l'afuke. V'idach b'yamanami lo sfir lon Rebbe Natan. I don't need it. Okay. And the fourth case? My time at the Tanakhama, the Amar Moch Atzmo, Rabbo Moser Lo Shifcha Knanit, Mi'et Rachmona, Kabi Machru, Beidin, In Mishpote, Im Adonav Yitain Lo Isha, Lo V'lo Lo Moch Atzmo, V'idach, Lo means Ba'al Korcho, V'idach, I know that from Kimishnetz Char Sachir, Nafka Detanya, Kimishnetz Char Sachir Avotcha, what is that supposed to mean? That Sachir ain't Ovel, Beyom Evet Ivri Oved, Bein Beyom Oved Balayla, Vechitale Al Datcha, She Evet Ivri Oved, Bein Beyom Oved Balayla? Halo Kar Neemar, Ki Tov Lo Imach, Imach B'Machal, Imach B'Mishte, Beyom HaRabi Yitzchak Mikanshi Rabo Moser Lo Shivcha Knanit, Vida, Im Yat Amav Aminan Emilu Mida Atei, Avo Ba'ar Korchem Alo, Kamash Malon,
Elaman tana de lo yolav socher socher hay tano. The tanya v'shava mishpachto amar v'loz ben Yaakov ba mea katuv medaber. Iba mocher atzmo hare kvar amur. Iba nirtza hare kvar amur. Ha'ena katuv medaber ela b'machlu beidin shtayim v'shalosh shanim lifnei ha'yovel sh'ha'yovel motzio v'yisak adaitach yolav socher socher lonely nelav socher socher. Omrav Nachum Yitzchak, that doesn't prove anything, because Liolam, he does hold of Sakhir Sakhir, but I still need the Pasek. V'Yitzchak, because Salka Daita Chamina, Mocher Atzmo, who the law of Adisura, Ava Mochru Beit Din, if the guys are Ganav, maybe he doesn't go out, say, Iba Nikne, say, Kamash Malon. Omamar, even Nirtza Arei Kvar Amur, where in the world does it say anything about a Nirtza? Mai Titania. V'shaftem ish el achuzato v'ish al mishpachto b'ma katuv b'daber iba mocher atzmo arei kvar amur, it says at shnat ha'yovel iba mochru beit din arei kvar amur arei en ha'katuv b'daber elo b'nirtza shtayim v'shalosh shanim b'fnei ha'yovel, that nonetheless yovel is motzio. My mashma omar rava barshio, look, the pasuk says the word ish unnecessarily. What is ish el achuzato? Ish means the davar shenoy be ish veinoy be ish. What is that? Avi omer zuritzia. V'yitzich b'michtav machru beitin v'yitzich b'michtav nirtza. Di ashvina machru beitin. I would say mishum de lo matei zimne. Avon nirtza, who insisted to remain on even though it was matei zimne, then he deserves a knas to keep on working. Eman ignesen. The Ashwin and Nirtza, I would say, because at least he already worked the full 6 years before the Ritzia. Avo Machru Beitin, where he hasn't even worked the 6 years, so maybe he doesn't go out in Yovel, Emelot Tzricha. V'yitzich l'michtav v'shavtem, v'yitzich l'michtav lo'ola, which is lo'mo sh'yovel. He doesn't go beyond change, because lo yesofo chamur mitchilato. If tchilato when he was nimkar was sheish, so then when he adds the ritzia, it should also be sheish, but not more than change. Kamashma lo olam, which now of course in light of v'shaftem means lo lamosho yovel. Okay, so we still don't know. So man tana de lo yolik sachir sachir. It's Rebbe. Tanya v'imlo yiga el ba'ele. Rebbe omer ba'ele hu nigal. Right? He's not nigal b'sheish if he's nimka to an ovid kochavi. Sheyachov alodino. Uma mishenu nigal ba'ele nigal b'sheish. Zesh nigal ba'ele ino dinsh nigal b'sheish. Talmud lomar ba'ele hu nigal ba'ele ele nigal ba'ele nigal b'sheish. And I'll prove to you that Rebbe must not hold a Sochir Sochir, because Yisal Kedaitach Rebbe holds a Sochir Sochir. He just needs to say, the Torah said Sochir Sochir. Therefore I need a pasuk to tell me Be'ela and not B'sheish. You don't have to make any kavah chomers. Omre Nachum Yitzchak Yolam Yolik Sochir Sochir, but Shaini Yochad Yom Akra Yigalenu L'zeh. So fine, the Torah is making this a special category. So now there's a machlokes between Rebbe and someone about whether Be'ela means Eino Nigal B'Sheish. So it's Rebbe Amar Be'ela Nigal Eino Nigal B'Sheish. We don't know who argues. So Man Tana de Palagalei de Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi Haglili V'Rebbe Akiva to Tanya. My time, the Rabbi Yossi Haglili, or my friend, meaning Elabacher, then Vyatzab Shnate Yovel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, im lo yigel elo be'ele, Vyatzab Shnate Yovel. And of course, Rabbi Yossi Haglili would have said to that, what? Midi elabe elektiv. Okay, so let's try to be serious. Elabai krakomifke. Oh, dodo ben dodo yigalenu. Oh, continues on with the major sherbe. Bisromi mishpachto. All of that is gulat krovi. Then it says, oh, he's yigayado. That's gulat atzmo. And then it says, So now take Gulat Krovim, put it on to Gulat Atzmon, give them the same din. Ma Gulat Atzmon l'shichurav, Gulat Krovim l'shichur. Rabbi Akiva Savar Mikra Nidrash l'acharav. So Shdi Gulat Acherim, a Gulat Atzmon. Ma Gulat Atzmon l'shichurav, Gulat Acherim l'shichur. But you're left with Gulat Krovim for Yovel. I don't get it, but then Yochi Be'el Olamali, because you love Be'el Avam, you know, Mikra Nidrash, Be'en Lefanav, Be'en Lacharav, Akol Shechur. Okay, so now we're back where we started. So Yochad HaKushul Adulte, what are they arguing about? Ela Bismarak, I'm afflicted. Rabbi Yossi, Akluli Sovereign, Mistavra, Gulat Acherim L'Sheibud. The Yamat the Shechur, who's going to pay? Avi Mimne Velo Parkele. It was Rabbi Akiva Sovereign, no, Mistavra, Gulat Krovim L'Sheibud. The Yamat the Shechur, Ko Yuma Vyume, Ozolomaz Avi Navshe. Om Rabbi Yabar Ava, Om Rabbi Yochanan Su, Divi Rabbi Yossi, Divi Rabbi Akiva, Ava Chachamim, Omim Akol Shechur. Who are the Chachamim? Obviously, it's Rebbe, because Rebbe used Eila to tell me Be'ela v'lo b'sheish. The Mafik v'lahai Be'ela the drasha achrina, and therefore we're left with the standard Mikra Nidrash, Be'en Milafanav, Be'en Lacharav. So according to Rebbe, how does V'yatzah b'shnat Yovel teach us anything? My Avidle. Mi'boilei l'kiritane V'yatzah b'shnat Yovel simply comes to explain that we must be dealing with an Ovid Kuchovim, Shiesh Tachat Yatcha. Ayo Taino Eina El Ovid Kuchov, Sheino Tachat Yatcha Amrit. Trimav Shala Sotlo. Aina Kadu Dabel Ovid Kuchov, Shiesh Tachat Yatcha. And anyway, all of these dinim apply of not being allowed to take him out unless you pay back full prorated amounts.